Okay, are you comfortable? Yes? Thank goodness. When you sit down, you may have wondered what kind of chair this is. Well, I call it the peach chair. It is called that because it's based on the shape of half a peach without a pit. I once thought, while preparing a peach dish, hey, you can sit in that too. But yes, some people think it looks more like an avocado. And that is actually exactly what I want to tell with this chair. It is a chair specially made to sit in and listen to a story about a peach. Why? I will tell you why. Sit back and listen. If we, as humans, are lucky enough to be able to eat a peach in the right season, we agree with each other. It must be nice and soft, juicy and ripe. That is the story that we all agree on. A collective agreement about the expectation of an ingredient. If the peach is not ripe and does not meet our expectations, we as consumers all react differently. For example, someone who votes right-wing throws away the unripe peach, and someone who votes more left-wing puts the peach in a bag on the counter to let it ripen further. In other words, we all deal differently with the fact that the peach does not meet our expectations. But can you change that? I will tell you what I mean. Suppose we start a company together, you and me, in unripe peaches. How do we tackle that? First of all, we remove the association with the old product as much as possible. We change the name to Somato Peach, and we change the environment where it is for sale. Not between the fruit, but next to the cucumbers and the tomatoes. The tomato peach, a delicious, hard and sweet and sour fruit that combines well in salads and tastes good with fish. It is healthier than the average tomato and it is the favorite product of many Michelin star chefs. Oh, and we also design a chic tomato peach grater that we launch at the Dutch Design Week. Well, because we are the first on the market, we can set the price high, and because it is a success, we will be filter rich in no time. The other peach farmers see our success and they will complain at first. But then when they see us chilling at the Bahamas, in the meantime the peach farmers will also bring a similar product on the market. After all, you earn more, you can pick it earlier, just great. What is also slowly changing is the time that the peach farmers pick the ripe peach. Namely, a little earlier than before. As a result, the overall taste of the old peach slowly changes to a little more sour. The countries surrounding the Netherlands will first complain about the sour peach, but after a few years, they will also increasingly buy the cheaper peaches from the Netherlands. And one thing is certain, 15 years later, the story about the peach has changed. If we take a bite and it is sour, it is good for the salad. And if it is sweet, we use it for dessert. And then, after 15 years, we come back from the Bahamas and launch a new product. The peach bonbon, very sweet, juicy peach that is served as an exclusive fruit in Michelin star restaurants and is sometimes sold as an excellent brand at your supermarket. It costs almost 30 euros per kilo. Great idea, don't you think? And there you go. With an economic incentive, you can shape collective stories and influence the consumer's view. So tell me what you think of the chair you are sitting on. Is it a peach or an avocado? Enjoy the rest of the exhibition.